Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. At first sight, Aquaba Bed and Breakfast shows up as just another rest stop in the Poconos. But not to the couples using Aquaba as the place to reignite their lives, or the family providing the beds and breakfast. Checked In is their spot on Earth, showcased Saturday nights on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Executive producer Dave Kaplan joins me next. Also ahead, Amazon's Fun for the Roses, look into my Thanksgiving 2018 TV crystal ball, and our new classic trivia question of the week with a new prize. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, it's after Thanksgiving, and tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, proud sponsor of the 2017 New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Happy Cyber Monday to you and all. Welcome to the program All About Television. Great to have you with us. Two shows this week, and this is the first one. 50 degrees on the dot at the top of the hour, and we invite you to be part of the program. We've got a good guest for you in the next half hour or so, and we invite you to use this number and make it happen. 646-652-2906. Question, comment, whatever, raise the voice, use that number. 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere, catching us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio. Our chat room is open for business. It's SimonApple04 by name. You can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Rick Webb, our good friend from Philadelphia, whose Eagles just keep on keeping along, he's already in the room. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Dave Kaplan is live from Los Angeles after these news notes. Amazon has agreed to give Funny or Die Party Time on New Year's Day. The popular comedy programmer will cover one of that day's big attractions, the Turner of Roses Parade, live from Pasadena, California. The Spin, Molly Shannon and Will Ferrell will play co-hosts in character, satirizing how the Rose Parade is captured via commentary. Funny or Die Special will be available on Amazon through smart TV sets and TV-connected devices. And House of Cards production team expects to resume filming of its final season, number 6, mid-December. The Netflix series will take another 2 weeks off following the dismissal of star Kevin Spacey, who is accused of several incidents of sexual assault or harassment. Although dismissed, Spacey remains under investigation for his alleged on-set behavior. And that is news notes for today. Now joining us live from Los Angeles in an Air Radio exclusive, the executive producer of Oprah Winfrey Network's new unscripted series, Check In, Dave Kaplan. Dave, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey there, happy Monday. Nice to talk to you.
Same here. Dave, how did you get involved with this series?
We met Monique, and she was such a compelling character, and we really loved her story, and I just felt like, Owen would be the perfect home, and she's just such a compelling character. She's so dynamic, and what she was able to build in such a short time with her burgeoning bed and breakfast empire, I felt like it was very, very ripe for television.
Monique that we're talking about is Monique Greenwood, and she comes across as the classic example of somebody who tried to balance two careers and decided this is the career I really love, and that I'm going with this direction. We're talking about the fact that she at one point was editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine, but she also started a bed and breakfast here in Brooklyn, where our show is based. And she grew her empire and came to a point where fork in the road, choose this, choose that, and she decided to choose the bed and breakfast.
Yeah, that's correct. And, I think that kind of a job would be very difficult for anyone to walk away from. Editor-in-chief of a successful magazine, I think that's, a lot of people's dreams, I would say. But I think she felt this sense of urgency to build a legacy and something that she could leave to her daughter. And she couldn't really leave Essence Magazine to her daughter, but she could leave a business. And, she loved her bed and breakfast in Brooklyn, which was the first one, and now she's got four. The bed and breakfast in the Poconos, where our show is based, is the crown jewel of her empire, I would say. It's a beautiful, beautiful estate. It's the old Woolworth's mansion. I think that's why she decided to leave Essence.
Woolworth, by the way, one of the great department store chains of all time. Grew up while Woolworth is still around. Unfortunately, the chain fell apart some time back. But as you mentioned earlier, you went with this series because this is such – Monique is such a compelling person. Why is she so compelling for you?
She, to me, is incredibly intelligent. I love how entrepreneurial she is. She's very relatable, but at the same time, she's extremely wise. She really connects with all of her guests. So every time a new group of guests check in to the mansion, she, you know, has found, because of her years of experience, kind of finds herself as acting kind of like a makeshift therapist, if you will. And she, you know, gives them advice and helps the guests. So I think that someone who is able to help other people, but at the same time, you know, run her own life and her own family is someone very exceptional.
Mm-hmm. When I read the press release for this series, as it was put out by OWN, Open Infinite Network, the first thing that came to mind was Fantasy Island, in that you have people coming to this place who are at an interesting juncture, particularly couples, who are at interesting junctures in their lives. And it seems that this bed and breakfast has this habit of having these couples, during their stay, reignite their lives, figure out what's missing in their relationships, and come out of there, no matter how long they stay, with a better outlook on life, a reignited passion in life, and so on. How has this rep grown over the years that Monique has built this empire?
Well, I'm sorry, what was the question?
I was mentioning that when Owen came out with the press release about your program, what came to mind was Fantasy Island. And Fantasy Island
Island definitely reminds me of the Love Boat. It's a place where couples and can go and kind of get away from everything. And I think when you get away from your normal lives, whether it's work or family or friends, kind of eliminate the distractions, and you're able to go somewhere like the Love Boat, or like in our case, the mansion at Noble Lane. You can kind of concentrate on your relationship. You can concentrate on yourself. And you can get to the bottom of whatever issue you're having, or you can just get away and reconnect and be with each other, even if there is no issue, and just, you know, fall back in love or reignite an old or new romance, and just kind of get away from it all. I think that's what's special about it.
Mm-hmm. Once you decided let's bring this entrepreneur to life on television, how quickly was it to win her over to the idea of opening her life, her business, her practice to a camera?
Well, I think at first she was very hesitant because part of what she provides there is kind of a private experience for her guests. But at the same time, I think that the lessons that can be taught to a greater audience and the motivation that I think she can provide to a younger own audience that's looking for the right kind of role model, I think that is part of what swung her. And then, you know, I also think that Monique is a very savvy businesswoman, and she understands the power of marketing with television. So I think that for a lot of reasons she decided to do it. But it took a little while. It took a little convincing because she's very protective over what she's built. It took a few months, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Dave Kaplan. He is the executive producer of Checked In. It's Oprah Winfrey Network's newest unscripted series. It premiered a week ago Tuesday, and it also had a second episode on its regular time period, which is Saturday nights at 10 p.m. East Pacific time this past Thanksgiving weekend. So episode 2 is coming this Saturday at that hour. Dave joins us live from Los Angeles here on Tomorrow Be Televised. We're happy to have you aboard as well, no matter where you are. Simon Appleman with you live from New York, 50 degrees at the top of the hour. If you have a question or content for Dave, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04, my name, Rick Reb, already in the room. We have a great hour coming your way on Friday. Easy, the unique Netflix anthology series set in Chicago, comes back for its second season on this Friday, and we will have an exclusive live interview with our lead guest, the creator, producer, writer, and director, Joe Swanberg. And where is interactive TV going next year? Will 2018 be the year that we see interactive programming? The ability for you, let's say, with smart TV sets, smart devices, and artificial intelligence built in to perhaps craft your own television series, order all sorts of products and goods and services, maybe even do some other things that, even control elements of your home or apartment. Well, we'll find out from one of the best experts I know about the subject, the editor-in-chief and founder of Interactive TV Today, our good friend Tracy Swedlow, whose annual TV of Tomorrow Conference New York is next Thursday at the School of Visual Arts Theater here in New York. I'll be at that conference. I will be part of a panel that afternoon. Joe Swanberg from Easy on Netflix, and Tracy Swedlow from Interactive TV Today and the TV of Tomorrow show. That's this Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. Join us then right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Dave, once you got going with the series, how long did you take bring your cameras to the resort in the Poconos?
We shoot each episode kind of around a weekend or the few days surrounding the weekend. So I think an easy way to think of it would be 1 week per episode. So we did 7 episodes, so we were out there for a little over 7 weeks.
And what did you notice off the bat about the way Monique and her husband Glenn and her daughter Gwen run the place?
I think it's the personal touch that they give to the guest experience. I think that's very unique. They're also just really cool people, really easy to get along with. Glenn, the dad, is absolutely hilarious and someone that I just want to like hang out with on a Sunday and watch football. Glenn is a brilliant writer. She's super cool. They're a very lovely family.
And Monique is the classic entrepreneur. She like gets involved with everything, every aspect, every detail, wants to really serve the customer. And when the occasion calls for it, to give them advice about how to have better lives.
Yeah, I think, you know, she having run the bed and breakfast for so long, I feel like she has just years of experience in dealing with people and seeing all kinds of different stories. She is heavily involved in running the bed and breakfast. No job is too small, whether it's setting up chairs for a table or, organizing a wedding reception or, helping make a bed that hasn't been made up to her standard. So, yeah, she's heavily involved, and she's just a very, very smart, wise woman, someone that I would definitely want to hear her advice. She really gets involved with the guests. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's also been in a marriage for 20 years, so she and she's gotten through that very successfully, she can kind of pull on that experience as well.
Did she set certain parameters for you and your crew, like, okay, you can cover this, you can't cover that, or everything is fair game? What kind of parameters did she set?
We didn't go through any like strict parameters as far as what we can shoot and what we can't. It was kind of like, I guess I would liken it to, dancing with somebody for the first time, where you kind of understand where we need to, turn the cameras off, when the guests need to have their alone time, and when they want to open up. It was like a very easy, pleasant experience, which making TV shows is very, very difficult. And this was definitely one of the more pleasant experiences I've had working with somebody. She kind of gets it. She got what we needed. As an experienced television producer, and our crew was amazing, we kind of got when she needed to concentrate on work and we needed to turn the cameras off. But for the most part, we were rolling for pretty much the whole time.
And you ought to know, because in your career you have dealt with a number of unscripted shows which feature personalities that can be larger than life. I remember the promo you did for ABC Family, Monica the Medium, which dealt with a teenage 20-something medium who was dealing with not just trying to help others, but also dealing with her own situation about how to get through school, how to get through her family relationships, and so on. So it's you pretty much have a handle on how you deal with very unique talent or very unique larger-than-life people.
Oh, yeah. Monica was very interesting. I've also been in a haunted gold mine in Oregon. I've been on a fishing boat up in Alaska for a show we did with Animal Planet. The haunted gold mine was a show for Sci-Fi called Ghost Mine. So I've definitely dealt in very interesting and sometimes dangerous situations and difficult characters. And yeah, Monique, and her family, were definitely one of the more pleasant, personalities to deal with. And yeah, I love this show because it's so rich with content because you have family storylines going on with Monique and her family. And then every week you have a new cast of characters coming to stay at the inn with their own issues or problems or things that they're trying to accomplish. And I think we got lucky with the guests because the guests were all having very relatable issues, whether it was reigniting romance or dealing with infidelity or work life versus home life. And so we were able to go on a journey with these couples and kind of see how they evolve, even in a short time over the course of 3 days. I feel like, and what was really interesting, because the cameras were on them, I think they felt more open to dealing with issues that normally they kind of maybe gloss over in their normal lives.
Talk about how what Monique's approach and her family's approach was to some of these issues that they dealt with these couples.
Well, I think Monique's approach is, I've found, and it's tough to put your finger on it, but I would say that she asks questions and she gets the couples talking, and so that in certain cases they kind of are able to figure out the solution to their problems on their own, just talking about it. Because sometimes that's all you need. A lot of people don't even have the opportunity to, like, unload their problems because they're busy with work or kids or whatever it is. And so I think when they were able just to talk about it, I think a lot of the times the couples were able to see on their own what the solution was. So I think that was an initial approach. She would just talk to them and kind of get to know them and find out what's going on. And then she'd give advice every once in a while. Or she'd also advise them to do certain activities around the mansion, around the Poconos, that might bring out, bring their issues to light and maybe help solve some situations. Like if it was a communication issue, maybe they go and do some kind of activity that helps promote communication, for example.
It sounds like she used some of her training as a journalist to sort of fact find and figure out, all right, here's the particular direction I want to use to try to address this issue, whatever the issue is. As you mentioned, if it's a communication issue, do an activity that promotes communication.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Or if it's there's a problem because we work too much and don't talk, well, what's the situation that we can have you guys go in, have some fun, reconnect, be alone, and promote some romance. And, yeah, I think definitely her journalism background has helped with that. I mean, being the editor-in-chief of Essence, you hear a lot of different stories, you meet a lot of different people, and I think she just always draws from her life experience in her advice and the way she takes care of her guests.
Mm-hmm. How do her husband and her daughter fit into the picture, particularly? Do they get involved at some point in some of the situations, or are they pretty much let mom handle it?
Yeah, they definitely get involved. Her daughter is an assistant innkeeper, so she kind of helps with everything. And she also she bounces around from the different inns. Husband helps out as well. But he's also, you know, he's just like, I would say he is comedic relief. He is hilarious. In our first episode, Peebo Bryson comes by and stays at the inn, and he kind of fangirls out and brings out an album and has him sign it and just wants to hang out. So, husband's definitely comedic relief, but he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm. Checked In is Oprah Winfrey Network's newest unscripted series, and you can find it, episode 3, this Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific time on that channel. We're talking to Dave Kaplan. He's the executive producer of the series, which is a co-production of Trooper Entertainment, and Lionsgate Television. Dave joins us live in Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. We're the Problem About the Tube. Happy to have you with us on our last episode, November 2017. Simon Applebaum live for Nueva York. If you have some questions or comments for our guests, don't be shy. Raise that voice and use 646-652-2906 or check out our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com. Coming up on our program, we have another visiting December guest. Told you about our ones coming up on the 1st of December this Friday. Coming up later in the month, we're going to introduce you to an entrepreneur who has just celebrated her first year of launching a network about the blues. It's based in San Francisco. They're running on a multicast channel in that area, and now they're about to take it nationwide. Her name is E.C. Scott. What a name. And she is the Chief Executive Officer of the Blues Television Network. And you will hear her live this coming month right here on Tomorrow We Televise. I had a chance to talk to her earlier today. She is a real entrepreneur in every sense of the word. I think you'll enjoy hearing her in an interview exclusive coming up in a few weeks right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Do you have a sense that that the daughter is going to follow her mother's footsteps and at some point inherit the inn?
Well, I don't want to give anything away, but it's kind of ironic to me that she, Monique wants her to follow in her footsteps and run the family business, the bed and breakfast. But she wants to be a writer. But Monique is a writer and started off as a journalist and a writer. So even though she is, I'm forging my own path, she's actually already following in Monique's footsteps in that right, which is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of the other celebrities that pop up at the inn?
In our season, celebrity-wise, I think Peebo was our only celebrity that we had come in. But, Lisa Price was there. Just throughout the year, she has a lot of different celebrities. She's had Anthony Anderson there. She's had Taraji P. Henson there. She's definitely a very high-end experience, which I think draws in high-end clientele, celebrities and such.
Sounds like if you go to a season two, if the timing works out, you could get some really super people, such as Anthony or Taraj or some of the other folks that she draws on a regular basis.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. I think it's just all scheduling. We're at the mercy of our production schedule, and it's kind of who's already going to be vacationing there, or potentially who's interested in vacationing there during that time. So we're always at the mercy of the production schedule.
Oprah's network has had this wonderful unscripted track record of finding entrepreneurs like Monique, like the proprietor of Sweetie Pie in that long-running series, which I believe is also on Saturday nights on that network, still is. What kind of reaction have you had? So we have two episodes so far. Any social media reaction? Were you? Did it surprise you? Did it sort of pretty much concur with your thoughts that you have a winner here?
You never know how audiences are going to react to a new show. So far, the social media and YouTube reactions and website reactions I've read have been very positive. I actually have not read anything that wasn't positive. I think in the current political climate that we're in right now, I think people are looking for positive shows, like comfort food programming, if you will, and I think that's what we have. We're all about positive messages and positive characters, aspirational storylines. So I think people are, so far they're liking it, but we'll see how the ratings come in.
Dave, we have a call. We're going to take it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Be Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Simon. It's Rick Webb calling from Philadelphia.
Rick, good to hear you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your folks down in Philly and all the Eagles fans who are very excited about what they're doing in the NFC East. You're on the line with Dave Kaplan from Check In. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. I'm wondering because normally when guests come to a bed and breakfast, they're there to relax. Well, obviously the guests know that they're on a TV show when they come to, for what you're doing right now. But how do you get them to, do you guys do, a pre-interview first? Or how does all that work? Because, normally they're there just to be by themselves or whatnot, but here they're there for – it seems like a party from the trailer that I've seen so far. So it seems like a really interesting dynamic.
Yeah, it is really interesting. You know, we definitely do a pre-interview, and we let them know we're going to be shooting and find out if they're open to being on the television show. And some of the guests don't want to be on TV, and so we'll have a full house of guests on the show, but you just won't see the other guests featured. You'll kind of see them in the background when they're having breakfast or lunch or something. But, you know, you'd be surprised. People get excited about being on television. They think it's fun, and I think when they hear that we're going to be on OWN and they kind of understand the premise of the show, they think it's kind of a fun, exciting thing to do. And we do give them downtime, and they do get to relax. So it's kind of – they get to be on TV as part of, I would say, another activity that they might do out there. But then they do get downtime away from the cameras to do both.
Oh, cool. That's a good way of putting it. It's just like another activity that they're involved in. So that's cool. I'm glad I called because that's definitely useful to say, oh, no, this isn't going to take over your life. It's just another activity. Even if it does take over their life, they buy in because it's just like another activity. That's smooth. So
definitely. And I think some of our couples, they used the cameras and used the show as an excuse to open up more than they maybe already normally would, because then it's like, I don't know, they felt more open to bring issues to light because the cameras were on there, which was, it's kind of counterintuitive, but very, very interesting.
Cool. Yeah. Like a little documentary. So awesome. Well, wishing you the best of luck, and I hope it goes a few seasons because it looks interesting and the place looks amazing. So I have to head up there sometime.
Yeah, we'll have to get you on season 2.
Okay. Well, best wishes, Dave, and thanks, Simon, and happy holidays, you guys.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Rick. All the greatest to you. Rick Webber, friend from Philadelphia, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And before we let you go, Dave, what do you and your production company have planned for 2018?
Right now I'm in production on a supermodel docu-series for E. Hasn't been announced yet, so I can't really say more than that, but it's very exciting, and hopefully we'll be able to announce that soon, and that'll be a big hit coming in 2018.
And hopefully maybe a second season, the way things look for Check It look like the end may be back for a second season.
Yeah, I would love that. We would love that more than anything. That'd be fantastic if we could get a second season. It's very difficult to get second seasons, but we're getting really positive feedback so far. So hopefully we get that ordered. It'd be great. Mm-hmm. We're all keeping our fingers crossed because we love this show and we love Monique and we love the family so much. It's one of the most pleasant experiences I've had in a long time.
And you can see this family in action for yourself this Saturday night with episode 3 of Checked In. It's Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Check your locals where Oprah Winfrey is available in your area on cable or satellite. For more details about the program online, go to www.own.tv. That's www.own.tv. And once again, the series is produced by Trooper Entertainment in association with Lionsgate. Dave Kaplan, executive producer of Checked In, thank you much for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your year and a great year ahead. We really appreciate it. Give our best, by the way, to Monique and her family and everybody over at that bed and breakfast and for what they're causing for a lot of great people.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right, Dave, you too. All the greatest. Take care.
Bye.
Dave Kaplan, executive producer of Checked In on the Oprah Winfrey Network, joining us live from Los Angeles. More tomorrow will be televised after some words from the fine people at Audible.com. Remember Jennifer Lewis? She currently is on Blacklist, so some of you may know her for a supporting role in the popular Lifetime series Strong Medicine, ran 5 seasons on and out, one of the longest-running dramatic programs. Well, now she's come out with a brand-new audiobook called The Mother of Black Hollywood. That's what some people call her. And you can find out why and what she's up to with Black-ish and other things lately in a brand-new audiobook called The Mother of Black Hollywood. And you can get it with a free trial run at Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information, inspiration as well. They're also a proud development partner of the 2017 New York Television Festival. They have 108,000 titles to choose from. You listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing this on right now at Blog Talk Radio. All you got to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. Get one free audiobook like The Mother of Black Hollywood by Jennifer Lewis, which she narrates, by the way, herself, or something else, and a one-month trial. And great customer service because audible.com is available and a division of amazon.com, which, of course, is, I'm sure, having a wonderful Cyber Monday as we speak. So check out how listening is the new reading, and audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. audibletrial.com/televised and get your free trial run and free audiobook right now. You are listening to Normie Televised, the program about the tube. And when we come back, we'll have our Coffee Tree Question of the Week. We have a nice new prize for you if you're first with the correct answer. And then we'll look into my crystal ball and see what maybe Thanksgiving Day 2018 television might be like, at least what I hope. Get to all of that after we pause, after the bottom of the hour, for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com. More than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for the B-Side, a unique music program happening tomorrow, 5:30 Eastern, 2:30 Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's both PM, both time zones. Remember, Best BTR available at YouTube.com 24/7. And we're also coming your way on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. You can check us out anytime at www.iHeartRadio.com. Put the Normie Televised in the search bar, and then you get our show. Also, you can use the chat room below the bottom of the screen to make your thoughts available. That's www.iHeartRadio.com on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Welcome back to the Normie Televised, second half of our show for this Monday, last one of November 2017. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. If you got a question or comment for what we got coming up, give us the ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Time now for our weekly classic trivia question, and if you're first with the correct answer, we have a nice prize for you. It's a wonderful notepad from Moleskine that was made last year for National Geographic's Further campaign. All wrapped up, ready to be used, and it can be yours if you know the answer to this question. Back in 1987-88, NBC had a show with the wonderful actor Dale Robertson. Remember him from The Iron Horse, Tales of Wells Fargo, other shows as well. It was his last regular series, and he played a Texas billionaire who, because of the loss of his wife and sibling in a plane crash, decided to spend the rest of his life solving crimes and helping people for good. The program was called J.J. Starbuck. And at one point, toward the end of the one-season run, he was assisted in his action by Ben Vereen in his popular role as 10-Speed. Remember him from the show 10-Speed and Brown Shoe? Brown Shoe being Brian Keith as that... not Frank, there's somebody else, I think, was that. That was Hardcastle McCormick. But anyway, Ben Vereen helped J.J. in the last five episodes of that run. Anyway, here's the question. What does JJ in JJ Starbucks stand for? What does JJ in JJ Starbucks stand for? We want the exact J and J. And if you do, you will win a wonderful Moleskine notepad with National Geographic's Further campaign in it. What do you got to do? Email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com with the correct answer. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win this National Geographic notepad produced by Moleskine. And if you just came in a moment ago, didn't get the question, no problem. I'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So get involved and all the very best. And maybe by Friday afternoon, our next show, you can win this Moleskine notepad for National Geographic Television. And now, a comment. I know we have just gone past Thanksgiving weekend, and we're now in the middle of Cyber Monday, and it might be a little too soon for some of you to think, oh, what about Thanksgiving next year? What should television be like? Well, I'm going to take a gamble that some of you might be in the one to know. So I want to give you my crystal ball of what I hope Thanksgiving 2018 television will be like. Here's the first thing. I would love to see in my crystal ball realized more Thanksgiving original programming. And to be fair, we saw quite a bit of it this year on Thanksgiving night. Especially. We had, for example, Spike Lee's new Netflix series, She's Gotta Have It. We had, for the second year in a row, BYU TV's made-for-TV movie, in this case, Instrument of War. We had the people on our program last week. I'm happy to say that the replays have done very well for the episode featuring the producer, writer, director of that movie, dealing with a World War II prisoner of war, and how that person kept alive by use of carving a violin out of bunk bed wood and playing the violin with wonderful music by the Oscar and Emmy nominated composer, Mark Isham. And there was some other things, too. Let's see more of that. Let's see more original programming on Thanksgiving night, beyond football, pro and college, beyond reruns. And speaking of more originals, let's have more variety in originals. Wouldn't you like to see some musical variety specials? Wouldn't you like to see some comedy? Wouldn't you like to see maybe a live event or two? What about the possibility of showing some of the parades that we don't get to see on Thanksgiving Day, from the West Coast, from Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Denver, Salt Lake City? How about that? Wouldn't that be fun to see? So that's my first part of the crystal ball. More originals on Thanksgiving night, especially. More original parades throughout the day, and more variety in originals. Now, speaking of parades, for many, many years, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, CBS, which would be opposite the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade coverage in NBC, would have a very neat format, the All-American Day Parade. And what it would be is a little bit of the Macy's Parade, a little bit live of the parade in Philadelphia, a little bit live of the parade in Detroit, taped coverage from a few days earlier of Toronto, and taped coverage of the Hawaii Parade, beautiful parade in Honolulu, where originally it was narrated by Hawaii Five-O star Jack Lord, and then later by Tom Selleck and the late John Hilleman of Magnum PI. And it was a wonderful alternative to seeing wall-to-wall Macy's. But somewhere along the way in recent years, CBS decided, all American, out the door. Let's just focus on New York. And I think it's been a disaster for CBS. For one thing, they don't publicize the parade. I didn't see a single promo, daytime, prime time, on CBS's lineup for their Thanksgiving Day coverage of the Macy's Parade. Secondly, they're hamstrung because they can't say Macy's. They're hamstrung because they can't be at Herald Square. They're hamstrung because they can't cover a lot or some of the floats. They can't do, of course, the musical numbers down in Herald Square from 9 to 10. So they have to stay in their booth, which is near their headquarters in Black Rock on West 52nd Street, 53rd Street, and 6th Avenue, and do what they can. And they try. Glenn Weiss, who's the wonderful director, who has done the Tony Awards, his partner Ricky Kirshner, they try the best they can. And the only thing CBS did for them really was a press release. So here's my thought for CBS. Bring back the All-American Day Parade. For crying out loud, bring it back. It's a wonderful alternative. Whoever decided to can it, for whatever the reason, not a good idea. So in my crystal ball, I see the All-American Day Parade coming back on CBS. And let's expand a little bit. I'd love to see the parade in Miami. How about the parade in New Orleans? How about the parade in Nashville? How about the parade in Chicago? How about the parade in St. Louis? You can work the time zones. And given the wonderful advancements in satellite technology and mini-cams and micro-cams and droid-cams and so on, GoPro, how about it? How about bring back that All-American Thanksgiving Day Parade? And let's see Montreal as well as Toronto. I think it'd be kind of nice. And maybe we can get Hawaii back too with some of the celebrities who are still based there. How about the Hawaii Five-O gang? Get them involved in covering the Hawaii Parade again. So CBS, bring back that All-American Day Parade. And let's see more national coverage of some of the other parades. I know it's very interesting that this Thanksgiving, WPVI, the ABC station in Philadelphia, syndicated coverage of its city's Thanksgiving Day Parade to WJLA, ABC station in Washington, D.C., to a station in North Carolina. I'm surprised that WABC in New York did not pick it up, again, as an alternative to NBC's Macy's coverage. I hope next year they'll do it. I was happy that for the latest year in a row, Detroit has their annual America Thanksgiving Day Parade from WDIV in Detroit, where the last hour, the 11 to 12 noon Eastern Time hour, is carried on a network of about 190 stations, although New York seems to still not be on the ball with that. Come on, New York, bring that parade home, and maybe bring the whole parade. And I'd love to see the whole parade, not just the hour. Bring the whole parade on that syndicated lineup. I understand that it was streamed live, and if you had a smart TV set, a smart device, you could pick it up. And Chicago's parade was presented by WGN America for the first time in several years. The last couple of years, it was just on WGN, the Chicago station, not on the national WGN America cable network. So great move by WGN America to bring that back. So let's see more parades, either with CBS All American Thanksgiving back, or to see more of the parades syndicate themselves, or somebody do an All American format. If not CBS, how about Netflix? How about Fox? How about the CW do a rare weekday warning deal? How about that, folks? That might be nice. And finally, with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is the granddaddy, 91 years, incredible, there is one thing I would like to see in my crystal ball for next year, and it's a long overdue deal in the crystal ball. And it is the one thing that just still gets me year after year about the Macy's Parade, which is sensationally covered by Bill Bracken, the executive producer, and his NBC crew, which has gorgeous camera work, which has good narration, great floats, great bands, that wonderful 9 to 10 hour of terrific Broadway show entertainment. It's the perfect family package, and it does well every year. But here's the thing that always kills the show. Lip syncing. I mean, think about this. Here we are in 2017, and with all the advancements in sound, in audio, in what you can do outdoors, why are performers still lip syncing? It looks awful. It is embarrassing, especially that 9 to 10 o'clock hour when you can tell when people are lip-syncing and lip-syncing badly. How about it, NBC and Macy's? Spend a little money. No lip-syncing next year. I challenge you, no lip-syncing next year. And I'll go halfway. When the people are on the floats, okay, maybe I can get lip-syncing there. But when those 9 to 10 o'clock Broadway show performers are doing their thing, that's 9 to 10 Eastern time, no lip-syncing. Let them sing and dance live. You can pre-record the music, but have them sing and dance live. It'd be great. There's no excuse why you can't. Really isn't. Let's let her rip, NBC and Macy's. I know you can do it. I know you can. You got the tech. You got the smarts. Go for it. No lip syncing. The bottom line, Thanksgiving can be a wonderful time for a wide variety of programming, particularly Thanksgiving night. And we know that there have been efforts to try to bring more to the table, if you will. We've got college football and pro football, and we have a dog show, and we have college basketball now is on Thanksgiving night. So I know it's a big sports day, big parade day, but let's open it up. I hope that what Netflix did with She's Gotta Have It, what BYU has done the last couple of years, make-to-be movies, that more networks give it a go. Let's see more originality. Let's see musical specials. Let's see live specials around the country. Let's see pageants. Let's see more parades from all over the place. Let's open it up. After all, we are supposed to be in an era of plentiful television. And as we have seen with other holidays like Memorial Day and others, people will respond to original programming on a holiday night. So Thanksgiving night and Thanksgiving overall, more and more and more original, more and more variety with original. And once again, with that Macy's Parade, as super as it is every year, no more lip syncing. And that's my 2 cents about all that. Love to hear what you think. Email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also comment on Facebook and Twitter. And if you're listening to us on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, use the commentary section at the bottom of the page. Just click in. I will respond to within 24 hours. And I really appreciate everybody's comments. Incidentally, I want to thank everybody who listened to our replays over Thanksgiving, particularly our replays of our three Thanksgiving week shows. We have a great bunch of people, including David Baldacci, the acclaimed author of The Christmas Train. His best-selling novel was adapted on the Hallmark Hall of Fame this past Saturday night. It did very good, got good reviews. I'm sure like 5-6 million people caught it. Really happy to see that went great. By the way, on Saturday, we had nearly 1,000 replays just on Blog Talk Radio's homepage alone. So thank you all for the replays. Keep them coming. And for those of you that are now tuning us in our third week on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, we really appreciate you coming aboard. Join us live also on blogtalkradio.com. And that way, you can participate in our show using our phone number, 646-652-2906, or our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We want to make this program as interactive as possible, and we do appreciate it. Also, one other thing for the iHeartRadio people. If you're involved with a national advertiser, we would love to have additional advertising to support our program. So email me if you're involved with a national advertiser or ad agency. We'd love to have you aboard, so let us know, and we'll work with Blog Talk Radio and iHeartRadio to make it happen. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. So coming up on our show Friday, we've got a great hour in store for you. We will have Netflix's new series, Easy Spotlighted. It's a series that started last year, going to its second season on Friday. And joining us as our lead guest will be the creator, producer, writer, director of the Chicago-based anthology series, Joe Swanberg. And then our good friend from Interactive TV Today, the founder and editor-in-chief, Tracy Swedlow. She's also the founder and originator of the popular TV Tomorrow show conferences in Silicon Valley during late spring. And next week, TV Tomorrow New York returns at its annual trek with the School of Visual Arts Theater in Manhattan. I will be there on December 7th, next a week from Thursday, and I'll be there not only there, but also I'll be part of a panel session about the viewer experience. We'll talk about smart TV sets and devices and artificial intelligence and all sorts of other wonderful things. If you're in the New York area, check out the TV of Tomorrow show if you can. For more details, you can go to itvt.com. That's itvt.com. Don't forget the www in front. That's all coming your way Friday, December 1st. So start the month with us right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. If you missed any part of today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, we make it so easy for you, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Or go to the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. You get it at iHeartRadio.com. Either click on Podcast at the top of the screen, then click on Entertainment as the category, or just put Tomorrow Be Televised in the search bar at the top of the page, and you will get our show. And then comment on it at the bottom of our homepage. We're also available at iTunes.com, and if you have Apple TV, the iTunes podcast app. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order online. I'm sure there's some Cyber Monday deals somewhere for that TV-connected device. And we want to hear what you think about our program and also what you think about the world of television at large, current and future. So email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, when you email, enclose your name and where you're from. That's how you get involved in our classic trivia question each week. Don't forget our prize this week is a wonderful National Geographic Further notepad published by Moleskine. And it's also a way you get involved in a feature that we do regularly called the Show to Know. Is there a TV series you like that doesn't get enough credit because it's not well promoted or marketed or advertised? Well, we want to give it the credit, and if we find out from you what the highlights, and we do, you get the credit. Simple as that. So email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You also find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and of course, again, follow me on the comments page at the iTunes iHeartRadio Podcast Network. We really appreciate what you have to say. I say this every week, and I mean it. We appreciate what you have to say. So go ahead and say it. Why? Because what you say matters. Simple as that. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Annie Toad is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of this enterprise are Al Levy and Bob Cherish. And don't forget, you can catch me on the web with MediaDose.com. It's the great media commentary and analysis site from Jack Myers and crew. It's www.MediaDose.com. Check out my Tomorrow Be Televised columns right there. You will enjoy. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company, and proud development partner of the 2017 New York Television Festival. Remember, at Audible, listening is the new reading, and Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook and 1-month trial, audibletrial.com slash televised. But tomorrow will be televised. I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Cyber Monday and your week. We are back on Friday with Joe Swanberg of Easy, Tracy Swedlow from American TV Today, and hopefully you too. 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're doing out there, make it safe and great. And until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.